The first investigation of the Hall Mills case was conducted jointly by the Middlesex and Somerset County prosecutors in September of 1922. In less than a month's time, the state attorney general took over the case. In November of that year, a Somerset County grand jury returned no indictments after hearing testimony from more than 60 witnesses. The state reopened the case in 1926, and murder charges were brought against Mrs. Hall and her two brothers, Henry and Willie Stevens. After their acquittal, the Hall Mills case lay dormant for nearly 50 years, until Julius Bolyag felt it was time to tell his story. Bolyag says he transferred $6,000 in cash from Mrs. Hall to two New Brunswick hoodlums less than 48 hours after the murders. Detective George Salome of the New Brunswick Police Department was assigned to check out Bolyag's story. He explains the status of the 48-year-old case for Ken Dreyfack.
It's an open case on their record, as you know, about murder. Murder is always open until it's solved. And we got an opportunity where we got a witness like Mr. Bolyag to come forward, and we have to, as policemen, treat it as a regular police case.
Bolyag says he gave the money to two men, one Ike Gutman, the other identified only as Freddie. Gutman was killed gangland style in 1934. Detective Salome was asked about the identity of the second man.
That is what we're hoping to find out, maybe from these other people that will come forward after they have read the story. Find out who Freddie was in that area at that time. We think we have a physical description of him, and we know where he worked, but nobody seems to know who he is.
Freddie's identity is only one of several crucial questions still to be answered. What was the reason for the $6,000 payoff? Julius Bolyag says he doesn't know. Who accompanied Mrs. Hall when the payoff was made? Were the murders actually committed in the apple orchard where the bodies were found, or were they committed elsewhere? In our final report, Julius Bolyag tells why he remained silent for 47 years. This is Virgil Scudder.